Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome to very last episode of the year for N4G Podcast Radio for the week of December 22nd, 2008. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chitlins and collard greens, and we rocking.
Whoa.
It was a great song.
It was.
Did you ever hear the Beavis and Butthead Experience
CD? Yes, yes.
It's great.
Christmas time in Hollis, Queens, man. Run DMC.
Run DMC. Beavis and Butthead have a run-in with Run DMC. It's good stuff.
I still have that CD.
I do too, actually.
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls and Wrestle in Malls.
What?
I just made that up. That was the stupidest.
Is that your Saturday?
That was the stupidest thing ever.
Leave it to Gambus Khan to run the show out for
yes.
the year with a terrible joke.
A terrible
do
joke.
They know it's Christmas time. At... I hate that song.
I love that song.
You would love that song.
Welcome yeah. back.
I like,
know,
I like,
and
I like,
no, they don't know it's Christmas, because not all of them celebrate Christmas.
I like the melody to that song.
Do you?
Yes. It's good. It's good.
I hate that song.
But in the studio this week, we have Gambus Khan, Jason Gambro.
Hey! Greetings, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Yeah, that was... Yeah.
That was kind of sexual.
Greetings, everybody. Greetings, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Like a cheap horror movie. Or
Merry Christmas, bitch. Merry Christmas.
Also with us, we have the Wombat. Ryan Wombat.
What's going on?
It's off the rails already.
I'm just now thinking about all the songs on how good that Beavis and Butthead CD was.
I know. I need to pop it in.
It had 99 Ways to Die on it by Megadeth.
99 Ways to Die.
It had...
Anthrax.
It had Nirvana on it, too, but I don't remember what song.
Hate
Myself and I Want to Die.
How ironic.
Yeah. How did nobody see that coming?
You know there was an alternate version of that song called I Love Myself and I Want to Live?
Really?
It was basically the same song.
Nice.
We also have Justin the Killer Wolverine Testa. Do you hate yourself and want to die?
No, I love myself and I want to live.
There you go. He sings the alternate version.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That CD also had Monster Mac by Sir Mix-a-Lot on it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. God, that CD was awesome.
Back when Sir Mix-a-Lot was still relevant.
I fucking need to dig that CD out now because it makes me want to listen to it.
It's a good CD.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead, I love thee. I miss it.
Indeed.
I miss it dearly. But we got probably some fondling. I can't imagine how much was going on. I don't know. Some fondling.
Yeah.
Not a terrible amount.
Not me. I didn't do shit. Well, let me ask this question before we get started, because we could have a funny round table. Did everybody play the fucking Doritos game?
No.
Actually, yeah. No, I haven't.
Damn it. Never mind. I guess we're the only two. Then.
It's not really a round table.
It's
across the table.
Squarish.
It's a squarish table.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll start with Killer Wolverine so we can get this Dorito party started.
Y'all want this party started, right?
Well, I guess we could start with that. Oh, God. Thank God it's free.
It ain't Yars bad.
No, it's really not Yars, but nothing's Yars bad.
What though. The hell is it? Is it a game about Doritos?
Yeah, whoever. There was a Doritos contest making a game or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And this is called Dash of Destruction. And you have two modes of play. You can play as a little Dorito truck delivering Doritos to stores.
He's not kidding.
And then you can play as a T-Rex.
What? Because
going
they love
around
Doritos.
Yes, apparently they do. And they go around and you're supposed to eat the Dorito trucks.
As T-Rexes were prone to do.
Exactly. And as you progress through, what
I thought it was going to be the dash of destruction to the bathroom if you eat too many Doritos.
That would have been a better game.
Yeah.
But I play through as the T-Rex. There's six levels through each. I think six.
There's six per each
per
side.
Truck
yeah.
and T-Rex. Whatever.
I mean, the game is literally like 20 minutes long.
Yeah. And, you know.
Sounds like the best game ever.
It sounds like it on paper.
But it's not. It's you can go around destroying buildings, you know, anything in your way to get to the Dorito truck. You can roar as the T-Rex.
Roar?
Yeah.
Roar.
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 And after you progress through each level, you get an upgrade. You become a cybernetic T-Rex.
What the fuck is going on with this game,
man?
The first one I think you get is like robotic legs, or makes you run faster.
Obviously. Robotic legs would make you run faster.
Yeah. No shit.
And then I think you get a tail, I don't know, and a head, I don't know.
And then you could form Voltron at the end. Right,
whatever. The long and short is you become this robotic T-Rex from this mad Dorito scientist guy.
You actually read that shit in between each level while you're loading?
The yes. words, so. Mad Dorito scientist. Yes.
So, yes. When you complete all of the cybernetic parts, does he become a Dorito-olus?
I wish I had cricket chirping. Yeah. I really do.
I guess.
Or a Doritosaur. Yeah. A Doritosaur Rex. Yeah.
Pick one. I don't really
care. That's not happening. You sound like a cat purring.
But, yeah. So, I guess the premise of the T-Rex part is you got to go through and...
Do you ever get revenge on the mad Dorito scientist that created you?
He must have been in one of the trucks that you ate.
You got to eat so many Dorito trucks in the level. And, you know.
Let me ask you, did the game make you want Doritos?
Oddly enough, yes.
Oh, man.
Of course, I love Doritos.
They succeeded.
I can see someone 2 feet away eating Dorito on a fucking Dorito. So this game didn't really do anything. I love Doritos.
Did. Yes, it did. It reintroduced Doritos in your mind.
Man, they don't go far from my mind.
And it introduced the concept of a mad Dorito scientist that creates a robotic T-Rex to eat Doritos trucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but...
Cyber Soul!
You know, it sounds easy.
Mad Dorito scientist.
In a way it is, but the controls blow.
Which is disappointing because it's made by Ninja Bee.
No.
And Ninja Bee is disappointing? Awesome. Well, it's a goddamn game about a T-Rex that eats Doritos
trucks. It's disappointing because it's made by Ninja Bee.
Oh.
That's what's disappointing.
The controls really are.
And they've made great Xbox Live Arcade games.
I found myself on top of a truck.
None of which involve snack chips.
Like, trying to pick it up and I just won't work through it.
Now, is this a 3D game?
Yes. Yeah. It's like an isometric top-down view.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
the T-Rex controls like fucking. Oh my god.
He's got a lunge button. So when you get near the truck, you can lunge it at it.
He does lunges.
Or you can just go over it and it'll destroy it or whatever. I don't know. But as you get through, I think the fourth level, you get another T-Rex eating trucks.
You got a competition going on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not cybernetic, but you would think all these cybernetic hands, they don't do anything. The story says they do.
But they don't.
This game is the perfect example of why we don't let people like us make video games.
Yeah.
Because this game was made by just a fan.
Right.
And he came up with the concept and he worked with the team on making it. And this is why we don't give the power to the people.
Right. And it's free. And otherwise, I wouldn't have played it. So.
Dude, I'm going to have to download this game just so I can.
It's 20 minutes, 200 achievement points. It's so fucking easy.
Yeah,
Thing is, though.
But you have to play online for some of the achievements.
Just one. And you don't have to play online. You just have to have a second controller.
Oh, okay. Well, there you
go. I mean, if you really think about it, if you're confined to making a video game about Doritos, I think this is probably the best idea that could be humanly made possible.
They should have made a game about tiny miniature people that hang glide on Doritos.
I'd play that. Of course, if somebody would have told me there's a game about T-Rexes eating Dorito trucks, I said I'd have played that, too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and you got it.
Well, you know, if I made the game, it would be an RPG about the quest to get the Crystal Dorito.
I guess my question above all of this is, what fucking didn't make it?
Yeah.
What were the shitty ideas that didn't make it?
If the mad Dorito scientist won...
Well, that, not only that, but you get to see the guy that made the game. He's in, like, every loading cutscene.
He's in every
story. His big goofy face up there. Like, oh, the Bad Doritos line is long.
I tried to play through on the truck, too, and that didn't happen.
The truck actually controlled better than the T-Rex for me.
Well, for me, like, I would...
So did he make the game?
He worked with Ninja Bee to make the game.
I would be right on track for the Dorito drop-off. Right?
This sounds so serious. I'd be right on track for the Dorito drop-off.
Well, I'm just saying, because I didn't... The controls for me were kind of shitty for the truck. Worse than the T-Rex, because I was right on track to deliver it, and he just went right through it.
Probably because of our conversation before the show, but I can't help this entire time picturing Solid Snake in this game.
Doritos. Doritos. Gotta make sure the Dorito truck makes it on time.
Not too cheesy.
Look out for that T-Rex.
Cybernetic T-Rex.
Yeah. So. And of course, as you progress through the truck, you gotta, you know, encounter the two T-Rexes.
Indeed. It was exhilarating.
Yeah. It was a change of pace.
Yeah.
That's why Doritos truck drivers have the highest mortality rate among all jobs.
Yeah. I think I played for 10 minutes. I got 140 of the 200 achievement points.
Solid. Yeah.
That last level got annoying, though.
The whole game was annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's free.
It was free.
It's free. You can't complain
and
about
like,
free.
And like
I guess.
We said, it's not Yaris bad. But
it ain't Yaris
it's
bad.
It's not good. So, let's see what else. I tried to play Little Big Planet to the what I could.
LBP.
This time, it wouldn't load any of my saves.
You just don't have any fucking luck with this game.
So I had to take that out and not play it. So I moved on to Saints Row again.
And
I like it better than Grand Theft Auto. I'll tell you that much. And how Grand Theft
I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you that much, motherfucker.
How Grand Theft Auto got is running for Game of the Year, but Saints Row isn't, when it's almost the same thing but does so much stuff better.
Almost the same thing.
We're not gonna have this debate right now.
Yeah.
It even drives better.
Hold on a minute while I take a little couple of pot shots and
But, yeah, I have a lot more fun playing playing Saints Row than Grand Theft Auto. Not that I didn't like Grand Theft Auto. I like Saints Row better. So, and playing it online, man, glitchy.
It's glitchy anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
But sometimes it's really funny when people get stuck in your hood.
Oh, that was creepy.
Their feet are just flopping around while you're driving.
How many times did that happen? Will we play like 5?
Well, yeah, it was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was creepy. You can see the feet dangling up through the hood, and then the rest of them you can see dangling down below.
That happened in Fallout the other day. I blew some guy's arm off, and his arm went flying across the room, and it landed like in a doorway. And then when the door shut, it's like all flopping around.
It's pretty scary.
It's kind of creepy.
That'd give me nightmares.
Yeah. So I did find out through changing my clothes on my character that there is a streak mode in Saints Row 2. And the basic premise is you streak. You got no clothes on. You got pixelated body parts. And you
got
go
pixel. You got pixel junk.
There you go.
If you don't know what those body parts are, ask your parents.
Yes. You need to have that talk with them.
No, then they'll take the game away. Yeah. Of course, you shouldn't be playing Saints Row to begin with.
But, true.
Yep. So you go out and you got a certain amount of time. And you go and you got to run to so many people. You got to run past them. And the reactions are just priceless. Most of them, though, come up and start stabbing you, which I didn't expect because I was
running
around. That's
what I do to a streaker, too.
I was running, and my adrenaline stopped, and I had to walk past people, and then these people just come up and just start stabbing me in the back. I'm like,
fuck
what?
You, streaker!
Man.
Yeah. I think that's why I like Saints Row more than GTA is because it just doesn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, it makes fun of
itself. It's retarded half the time. Yeah, and what other game can you spray shit all over a city block and get points for it?
Yeah. So, I enjoyed it. And not really much else to say. We all know the premise. I don't know the story. I don't play it for the story like I don't play Grand Theft Auto for the
story.
Does
it involve gangbangers?
Most likely.
Oh.
I gave my character had a sex change.
Your mom?
Yeah, I saw that.
Your mom involves gangbangers.
Snap. Oh,
did you say something about my mom?
I did. Oh, it's the gauntlet's thrown. He's like breaking thunder.
It's all into the break.
The
of
cybernetic
dawn.
Dorito gauntlet is thrown. Yes.
Let me see what else. Nothing on PS3 because, like I said, I tried.
Is it possible that you played more stuff than I did this week?
I played one game that no one has probably thought about in a year.
You played Crackdown.
I played Crackdown.
Nice.
You know, I thought about Crackdown this week.
Did
you have that in your news, by the way?
Yeah.
Sweet nectar.
Yes, I do. So, I love
my
Crackdown.
My favorite game of last year.
I went around trying to get the achievements I didn't get, but I ended up just running around killing people.
Well, once you get to that, like, 900 point, the last few achievements are just such a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to find all the hidden orbs. So
I still find one every now and then when I actually do play it.
It's just, I love that game. I just love going around, exploring,
and
jumping.
It sucks a nut. You can't install it, though.
We can't?
Mm-mm. Because the Halo beta is on the disc.
No.
Oh, yeah. So I love that game, and I look forward whenever the second one comes out. I can't wait. It's just, I love that game so much. But no one played it for the game.
Played for the Halo beta.
I played it for the game.
Well, no one outside of here hopefully played it just for the Halo beta. So,
game,
and like I said,
bomb sauce.
If you played it just for the Halo beta, you're stupid.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Stupid.
Yeah. You know,
the game is awesome. If you haven't played it yet, then fucking play it. You're dumb if you haven't.
You can get it for like $4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. It's very convincing.
Yeah, that's words of wisdom right there.
It's true, though.
So is that
awesome.
Everything for you?
Whoa.
What?
What the hell? What the
Why are you making fart noises? I'm trying to think. I did play Madden 09 at the girlfriend's family's house yesterday.
Madden 09?
Yeah, with her brothers.
I think Ken's head just exploded.
With her brother. With her, okay. Army of Two was also played.
It was played. It was enjoyed.
Did you play some split screen?
I got to get that game back.
I know. I love that game. I've played it twice
awesome,
now.
And I look forward to the sequel. And then I played...
Army of 4.
Army of 2-2.
And then I played a little bit of a Major League Baseball 2K8, which was just awful. It was... The score ended up being fucking 34-10. I hit, like, 10 home runs.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Major MLB 2K is not good.
Yeah, it really wasn't. And, Ryan Friel.
Yeah.
Because I played as the Reds because that's the only team I really keep track of. He looked like one of the ghouls from Fallout. So.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And that's a compliment, right?
No. No.
No, I know what you. I know what a ghoul is from Fallout.
Oh, no.
So, I think that's it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you definitely played more than I did this week.
As for this week.
Holiday week.
Shit, I don't know. I don't have a break from school, so let's see. I don't know. We'll have to do this by, you know, day by day.
Play it by ear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Play it by ear.
So, I'll let you know when we come back, when we reconvene in 2 weeks.
2009, when we reconvene next year.
In the year 2009.
2K9. All right, so we move on to the Wombat.
I did not play more than you this week, I don't think. I played on the 360, nothing but Fallout, which I am now 37 hours into.
Nice.
Sweet.
I played on the PS3.
Hmm.
I decided to wet my feet in the waters of home again.
That's another thing I tried.
To see if There was anything else since it went to open beta, because I haven't been in it since it went to open beta, and it's the same.
Except they removed voice chat.
Yeah, what day did you play?
I don't remember.
Because when I went up, they had that connection error, and then they had to fix it, and then it took out voice chat.
And somebody
gotcha.
Hacked
no,
it.
I played it before
yeah,
they took
that's
out.
My news too,
I played it before they took out voice chat, because there was some guy standing in the middle of the thing, just like... I went to the Uncharted room.
Yeah.
And there was some guy that just kept yelling something that I couldn't understand. So,
no.
But, no,
I
still, it's just not for me.
Before we go, I'm sorry, but I didn't have it in my news. Why'd they take out voice chat?
Because of the server strain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
To free up some bandwidth, I believe.
So, a social experience. It took out voice chat.
Yeah, but it's only temporary. They're saying they'll bring it back.
Really? All right.
Yeah, but they've been only
as
working
they figure
on
out
it.
How it hacked it.
Right.
Yeah.
They've only been working on it for 2.5 years, you know. they still haven't gotten the audio, the voice chat. Yeah.
Sorry.
Not that I'm dogging it or anything.
No, not at all.
Not that I'm dogging it, but it sucks a dick.
back in the box.
No,
home sucks a dick.
I think pretty much all of us are in agreement that home's not really our bag.
And to Kat made a comment on the forum about how it doesn't have how I think I said it that mm-hmm. it didn't have as much customization. Thank you.
There you go.
I don't want to do bone structure.
I explained it to her that you were talking about clothing.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I mean, nothing against her. I didn't know it had customization for bone structure.
Yeah, you can change your faces around.
Yeah, I don't. I want to pick a preset. I don't want to mess with that. I didn't mess with that kind of shit on Saints Row. I don't want to mess with it.
It does have customization. I just don't want to fuck with it.
And it's very deep.
Right. I don't like the deep customization. So let me just. I'm sorry. I didn't know it had it. I don't want to mess with it. I just like my presets.
Okay.
So, there you go. So he wishes there were more presets and less bone structuring.
I've never heard of anything having bone structure, but
now you're clarificated.
Yes. Sorry.
Now you're clarificated.
That's your word for the week?
So on PS3, I played... what did I play this week on PS3?
Resistance?
I played Little Big Planet, actually.
LBP!
LBP!
In the house!
It was a lot of fun.
God,
had a
really
good time. Played a multiplayer with Maze. It was a lot of fun.
Maze 13?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I really want to play that game.
It was a lot of fun.
I want to play
So,
with
and...
Lizzle, bizzle, pizzle.
Shit.
What else did I play this week?
The Resistance?
No, I didn't play any Resistance this week.
The Resistance!
Did I play anything else on the consoles this week? Nothing on the consoles this week. Nothing else on the consoles this week. Most of my gaming this week, oddly enough, was on my iPhone. Where I played two games, both of which were actually very good. Especially for iPhone games.
You know, iPhone is coming up in the world in terms of gaming.
Yeah. You hit it right on the head last week. Did you read that? Thoughts coming to the iPhone?
No, the Metal Gear thing? Yeah. This game called Reign of Swords. Not rain, like rain falling from the sky.
That's awesome.
Like R-E-I-G-H-N.
Dude, if it was raining swords, I think I would stay inside.
Yeah.
That's a good assumption.
Don't go outside today. It's raining swords.
What's the weather look like? Well, Jim, it's raining swords today.
1,700 fatalities as swords fell from the sky.
So if you're going out, bring your umbrella, because that does jack shit.
But it's like it's kind of a strategy game. It's one of the tile strategy games where you have a certain number of squares that each person can move.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good. Actually, you can build up your army and you can upgrade units and you have hero units and everything. It's pretty good. Especially, like I said, for a $5 game on your iPhone, it's very good.
Now you need to update your site and have reviews for the iTouch. There you go. You can review them. There you go. See? We've upped.
Thanks, Killer Wolverine.
You know, it's kind of ironic that you're talking about iPhone games, because I was listening to the One Up Yours podcast, the newest one, and they talk...
Traitor!
They talk... I'm not a traitor.
Bastard.
I'm well-rounded. They talked a lot about iPhone games and how it's becoming a game system.
When I said that, I was serious, because it's becoming more and more mainstream now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pick one up probably within the year.
But I played four games on it, and all of them were good, which is a little weird.
What were the other three?
This game, now, this is a terrible title, but the game is good. The game is called Space Dead Beef.
I think that's an awesome name.
But it's a shooter. It's a side-scrolling shooter. And it's really good. I guess I shouldn't say really good, but it's good. I played another game called Aurora Faint, The Beginning, which is like the free version or whatever. And it was pretty good, too. It's kind of a puzzle game with sort of an RPG kind of twist. And then I played a game called Alien Blobs. Which is really, really good. It's sort of like a sort of like Tempest, kind of, where you kind of you're on a circle and you spin around the outside and shoot into the center.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Bubble Bobble too, because you have these blobs that are coming out of the center and you have to match colors to blow them up or whatever. And then there's a bunch of different game modes. There's like the regular kind where you're just trying to kill as many of them as you can. And then there's one called Protect, where you spin around the outside and you have a shield on, and you have to block, like this laser will come up out of the center, and you have to block the laser from hitting whatever's behind it.
Hmm.
And then there's another mode where there's mines all along the, or not all along, but there's like one or two mines around the outside that you have to avoid while you're shooting blobs in the middle. There's another mode where while you're shooting the stuff, more blobs will come from the outside and jump in, so you have to watch out that you don't get hit by them. It's got a story, which is just awful. It's about a portal, and this girl's dad goes into the portal to try and close it because they opened it and all these alien blobs are coming in. And so she goes after her dad, and it's the translation is terrible. So there's all kinds of very, very bad mistranslation. But the actual levels, they mix it up with some of the backgrounds and stuff, but they also, they alternate between all the different game types. So you get to play all the different game types. There's another game type called Sniper where there will be mines inside the group of blobs, and you have to blow up blobs next to them to blow up the mine. But it's a lot of fun. It's very addicting. I sat down and started messing around with it with just the intention of kind of playing it for 15 minutes because I didn't have a whole lot of time, or so I thought, and then I ended up playing it for like 3 hours.
So did that drain your battery life all the way?
Yes.
That's the one flaw I heard about the iPhone in terms of a game, as being a game system.
Yeah.
Is that
the battery life is not.
Yeah, the battery life
is, I mean, it's
really
cell phone battery, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for $3.99, the full version of the game, if you've got an iPhone, you should probably buy it. Or at least download the light version so you can see if you like it. But it's a lot of fun. You can either, you can control her movement around the outside either by tilting the phone, or you can change it to where you tap and you just tap the direction you want her to go. The closer you tap to her, the slower she'll go. The farther away you tap, the faster she'll go. But it's a lot of fun. It's a fun little puzzle/action game.
So, sweet.
So there you go. There's my iPhone breakdown for the week.
Man.
iPhone.
Seriously, I played more of my iPhone. Well, I shouldn't say that. In terms of variety of games, I played more on my iPhone. But in terms of actual gaming time, I played Fallout the most.
You know, between you and the podcast I listened to this week, I'm convinced that I need to get an iPhone. I'm probably going to wait till next fall's model comes out before I get it, but probably within the year.
Yeah, they're pretty badass. I love it. So, but other than that, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
You going to be playing anything this week, or are you super busy like everybody else?
No, I am going to be playing something this week, because after Christmas, or starting Christmas Day, I have 5 days off in a row.
Sweet.
And I am going today or tomorrow to finally buy Valkyria Chronicles, finally, after a month of talking about it. So I'm really excited to play that. And then I hope to have, and I don't know if I should say hope, because, God, it could be very disappointing. I hope to have Rise of the Argonauts coming to me via Gamefly, and I want to play it. Even if it sucks, I want to play it. So, other than that, just the same old stuff I've been playing.
So we move on to the con?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Let me see. This week, I played a lot of two games. The first game being Chrono Trigger, of course, for the Nintendo DS. What was that?
Don't look at me.
What?
I think somebody was dissing on your choice of game.
Dissing on Chrono Trigger. I mean, come on. It's one of the best role-playing games ever. It's freaking awesome. You gotta love a game where there's a frog in it.
No, I don't.
And he fights with swords.
There's a Frogger.
No, he fights.
He doesn't fight with swords.
In one of the games he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's lame for a Frogger game.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Frogger. Frogger took a bad left turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if anybody owns a Nintendo DS and is into RPGs, obviously...
There's
Chrono
nobody
Trigger.
In the world that owns a Nintendo DS.
What?
Yeah. But, yeah, Chrono Trigger is one of the best games for the system. It's fantastic. The other game that I played a lot of was Persona 4.
Nice.
Did you actually play it this week?
Yes, I did. I'm about...
Man, look at you two in stereo. You share a brain?
We share something.
I'm about...
You share a bed?
Sometimes.
Oh, God, don't go there.
Do you share an unholy love for each other?
It's against my religion.
And an unspoken passion?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this podcast just went from change... never mind. But I'm about 7 hours into it now.
So you've played for like 5 minutes?
I play probably about 3 hours worth. Yeah.
Still a pretty solid ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Metal Gear Solid of RPGs. It's
Except
awesome.
The story is not as good, right?
The story is awesome, man. It is. It's really good.
Metal Gear 2 would like to have a conversation with you about story.
It's kind of interesting how in this game you actually live the life of the main character day by day. Because here's the thing,
like Shenmue,
is his name Jack Bauer?
No, because you're at school and you're in a school season and you play each day of each month. You know, so it's like right now I'm in the middle of April. I'm like April 22nd, I think. And it's pretty cool because like each day averages about an hour worth of gameplay.
Of gameplay or game time?
Probably both, yeah.
What's that ratio in there? 45-minute cutscene, 15-minute gameplay?
Man, don't diss the game, man. The thing is...
Once again,
the thing is,
why are you hating on long cutscenes? When you love Metal Gear 4,
hey, I never
it doesn't
said,
add up.
I never said
it
my love.
It doesn't add up.
I said my love for Metal Gear never made sense. Okay,
but it's a fantastic story. It's a murder mystery. It's dark, and it's about these teenagers who are basically trying to investigate these murders that are happening in their small country town, and. And you know they get endowed with supernatural powers and
are they well endowed?
No,
no, but they run into a cybernetic T-Rex along the way
with some fucking Doritos.
But this game is it's a tough, very tough role playing game. Every once in a while they'll introduce like games of chance into the game. And sometimes you can get screwed pretty badly in the middle of the game. I mean, it's still very strategic,
mm-hmm.
but every once in a while, the game just wants to screw you over.
Nice.
That doesn't sound very fun.
But at the same time, you can actually screw the game over as well. Because
screw you, game.
Because get this. If you do like a critical hit on an enemy and you kill them in one hit, it gives you the chance... to actually still keep your turn and hit another enemy.
Nice.
And a few times I would do critical hits twice in a row, you know, and take out enemies like really quick, you know. So, but the bad side of this is that the enemy can do the same to you.
Mm.
If they do a critical hit, I mean, it might not kill you, but it'll be a critical hit. They also still retain their turn.
Mm.
So they can keep doing it. And it's almost like a chain combo effect.
Combo!
Yeah, exactly. Combo!
Combo!
Combo! Combo! But
I like combos.
That needs to be a song.
They're tasty.
But, yeah, I'm really, really, really...
And combos have the benefit of their trucks not being chased by T-Rexes.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm really enjoying... Persona 4, I think is probably my favorite new turn-based RPG of the year. I'm throwing the gauntlet right now in terms of turn-based RPGs, it's going to be my pick of the year. I mean,
what about in terms of RPGs overall?
You see,
that's the tougher question.
That is a tough question because the action RPGs, you know, the more you know, the real time RPGs, they're kind of a different monster.
They are a different monster.
It's almost the point where they're almost completely different genres, even though they still retain a lot of the terminologies.
Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying Persona 4. It's fantastic. I mean, PS2 game. PS2 is still going pretty strong. They basically keep saying, we're the king of RPGs, you know. PS2 is probably the best overall system for traditional role-playing games.
I don't think there's any debating that at this point.
Yeah. But, yeah, I played a lot.
Why'd you look at me
that.
Like I was going to debate it?
I didn't. Uh-oh. I was just scanning the room.
I thought you looked at me like, what are you
doing? I was just scanning the room.
Hostile intentions.
But
sounds like a Skinamax movie.
Sounds like a Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah. But
on Cinemax.
Another game that I played a little bit of was the Super Street
Robot
Fighter
Tyson?
2. No. Super Street Fighter 2 HD
Remix
what,
Turbo.
Whatever Turbo
you
Remix.
You haven't done the Super Robot Tyson thing in a while.
Well, you know I will when I eventually pick the game back up.
Okay.
But
In a world devoid of evil.
No, that didn't make no sense. But
in a world well endowed of evil.
Well endowed.
In a world full of cybernetic T-Rexes,
yes.
One Doritos truck driver stands alone.
Yes.
Stands alone.
So
yes.
We derail your fondling every
yes,
week.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
He's giving you a look like, yes, you do, motherfucking bastard.
Yeah. Hey, he's not the only guilty one.
Don't look at me.
But
like a fucking circus going on in here.
The circus.
Come
the
on,
circus
come
of
on.
Clowns. Come on. But Street Fighter 2 HD Remix. Freaking awesome. And I got a shout out for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, shizzle.
Shout out for the Shredder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me and him we played versus.
And
our skills are about even.
Nice.
But he did get one more fight on me.
Nice.
One more victory. I gotta hand it to you, Shredder. You're pretty good, but wait until Street Fighter 4 comes out. Yeah, that's it.
Keep making excuses for your losses.
I cannot
losses.
Wait till Street Fighter 4 comes out.
Street Fighter 4 is like my
Nut
most
sex.
It's my most anticipated game for the first half of 09.
Tell me you did not just say Street Fighter 4 is like butt sex.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I do not want to know. I really, really do not want to know.
I won't make that joke.
Street Fighter.
Too easy.
I still haven't figured out what system I'm buying it on.
I'm probably going with PS3.
You know, I'm actually thinking about picking up for both. because I'm a fiend. I'm just
another word for that.
I don't want to know what that word is. Does it begin with W?
What?
Yes. Never mind.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Whore? Is that what we're going for?
That's not the word I was going for.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to call him Simple Jack.
Man! Jesus Christ! yeah. But, yeah. The online play is fantastic in Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. It's very smooth. I didn't notice any lag
like
whatsoever. It is like butter. It's like
butter. It's like butter.
It's like, just turned it's Bostonian like butter. Over.
It's like
butter.
It's like
oh, my
butter.
God.
Oh, my God. It's like butter. It's like melted butter all over.
It's
all
like
for
melted
toast.
Butt sex. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
What is your obsession with butt sex today?
This is a funny word.
Man.
Only if it's spelled S-E-C-K-S.
Well, yeah.
Right.
So how do you spell it another way? No. I don't know it.
Yeah. And there's one more thing that I actually got to play this week. I finally, finally got to mess with home.
Oh?
Yeah.
And? What's your perspective?
It's quite forgettable. I will say this, though. It really does look nice.
It does. It's gorgeous.
I will say that. I really like the graphics. The graphics are really, really awesome. The world of home is very, very sad, though. It's a very sad world. You know. You got roughly. You go into the city square or whatever it is. You know, it's all cool. The architecture design is really nice. It's a beautiful game, or experience or whatever you want to call it. It's really not a game.
It's in the game.
You go in there and there's like 70 people. 67 of them are guys.
Chasing the three girls around.
Yes, exactly. It's like every girl, there's like a crowd of like 10 guys. And it's stupid. It's like, I don't know, man. It's so community. At the same time, it's impersonal. If that makes any sense, and it really doesn't make sense, it's kind of like, oh, you're in a world, and you got... In a world where you meet other gamers, and what do you do? You dance.
It's just really not my thing. I respect a lot of the things that it does, but it's just not my thing. I think the water especially looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not my thing.
I went to the bowling alley.
Yeah. Did you have to wait in line? I've been in home four times. I have yet to bowl because every time I try and bowl, it's occupied. And
yeah,
I'm
I could bowl freely until all your motherfuckers got in the open beta.
Yeah, well, I didn't even bowl. I was just looking around. I was mingling. I was just, you know, walking around, seeing.
Were you dancing?
No.
Then you didn't get the full home experience.
I should have danced.
Usually stand there and do the flamenco.
I should have got my groove thing going on.
Did you put a little bubble machine down? Everywhere I look, there's friggin' bubble machines.
Yeah, I saw the bubble machine next to the water area.
Did you play the game in the water area?
There's a game?
No.
Yeah, there's some kind of UFO game.
Really?
Yeah.
Thing is,
I didn't run into that.
Even though home
you
is
have to
very
wait in line for it,
no,
oh, okay,
not that I'm aware of anyway, because no one was playing it besides me. So
even though home is very forgettable,
see, for you, I thought it would be something you would.
For
dig.
Some reason, I still want to go back and see if there's any more depth to it than what I thought there would be. You know, I mean, because it does look good. It's beautiful looking, but.
Being social, I thought you would dig it.
Well, I mean,
he's a social butterfly.
For some reason, my headset for some reason has trouble syncing to the system. But I mean, I could have typed.
That's not good.
But you know, it sort of reminded me. Home sort of reminds me of Phantasy Star Online
lobby.
The lobby.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Except it's not as cool as that. It's not as cool as that because in those games, you know, you find armor, you know, you find weapons, and besides the facial and the body structuring, that's the deep stuff.
And the dancing,
but the clothing is so simple.
Right.
It's like, oh wow, there's like six shirts in the game. You know,
you have to buy the rest of them.
Yeah. So, home is it's not a total loss. I'll say this: home has potential.
Potential
potatoes.
It has potatoes, but if it eventually becomes double the experience that it is now,
we'll see.
We shall see. It is early.
Which could take another 2 years.
Well, it'll never get out of beta.
Yeah.
They'll always keep it in beta. So
yeah, probably next.
Expanding.
Probably in a year from now, they'll call it beta 2.
Version.
Yeah, 2.0.
Speaking of, I forgot to mention this, that speaking of typing, I got that keypad for the PS3 controller.
Oh, did you?
Really?
How's that work?
It's not backlit.
Oh, really?
Which is a big knock on that, because I usually play at night and the lights are off. So
right.
It's not. It's kind of cool. It's got the touchpad.
You play in the
which
dark.
I don't understand the purpose of it, because I went to type in with the touchpad. You know, it doesn't work, so I don't know that purpose yet. And it doesn't charge from the PS3 controller.
You have to charge it separately?
Yep, because it doesn't plug into the PS3
Why
controller.
Why does it need power?
It needs power. It uses a rechargeable battery.
How does it not plug into the PS3 controller?
It just clamps onto it. It doesn't use the mini USB connector on the top of the controller.
So where does it input into the system?
What do you mean?
Is it like wireless, Bluetooth?
No, it's Bluetooth.
Oh,
it's wireless.
Okay.
It's Bluetooth.
So
it's
connected to the controller.
It's a separate signal link.
Right.
That's weird.
And you see, you don't have to put it on your controller. You can use it like a, you know, hold it like, you know. Like
so you don't even have to put it on your controller. You could just keep
hold
the
it and,
pad
yeah,
right there.
Yeah,
that's weird.
That's kind of lame. You sync it up easy. You just plug it in. It doesn't come with a connector cable to charge it up, but you can use your PS3 controller.
You know something? In that case, I'd rather just use a USB keyboard.
Well, it's personal preference. If you want to plug in a keyboard, that's fine. But
I don't understand why everything has to be so goddamn complicated.
Well, you sync it. Yeah. You know how you have to sync up your like headset or whatever,
right?
You just plug it in to your PS3 system and syncs up. That's fine. But the fact of it is that you have to have two connector cables to charge both your controller and your keypad.
But you can't charge them unless you get them system on anyway.
That's crazy to me that it doesn't. Well, you can charge. You can charge your PS3 controller in your on your computer's USB port.
Yeah. Well, anything with that mini USB, you can plug in. Like my Motorola phone, you can plug. I can plug my controller and it'll charge it. But I just don't understand why.
Yeah, that's weird. I thought it plugged into the controller. I haven't actually seen one in person yet.
I thought it plugged in too, and then I got it, and I'm like, okay, it just clamps on there. What the fuck is the point of that?
That's weird.
Yeah, I have yet to play with it more, but I don't know. Stick with the keyboard.
How do you feel about the positioning? If you clamp
you know,
it in and it's over top the controller.
At first,
of,
I thought it would be kind of stupid,
right?
But it
works
just,
pretty well.
Yeah. It works just like the 360
it
one.
It seems in your mind like it would be awkward, but if you think about it, that's kind of the natural motion of your thumbs is up, so it makes sense.
It worked, yeah. I mean, that's that worked fine, but the only thing I have a problem with right now with using it with you know, so little is the fact that it doesn't connect to your controller. So
I was hoping that it did.
You know what drives me nuts about the 360 keypad? This drives me up a wall, and it's like the stupidest little thing.
What's that?
The fact that apostrophe isn't one of the actual keys. Mm. It's one of the shifted keys. It drives me up a wall. Yeah. It's like fucking apostrophe.
Yeah.
Give me a break. I know that most people on the internet forgot what an apostrophe was a long
time
ago.
That's why I don't use them on Xbox Live. Because it's a fucking shift key.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
So, sorry. I just thought I forgot about it. I got that for Christmas. So.
Oh, also, what I need to mention, Little Big Planet. My two awesome level picks for the week. Number one awesome level pick for the week, the Metal Gear Solid level, is really cool.
Which one?
It's, I don't remember what it's called now, but it was a Metal Gear Solid level and you have to actually sneak past guards.
Oh, I think
and there's
I've
a section
that.
Where they're shooting at you and you have to jump over it and you have to hit R1 to choke them out or whatever.
No, I haven't played
that's
that
a,
one.
That's a cool level. And the Ico level is ridiculous.
I don't know if I played that one or not.
Ridiculously good.
I need to play some more of that.
Yeah.
I wish I could get online so I can play that.
But there's a quick plug for two awesome levels on Little Big Planet if you haven't played them yet.
So what are you looking forward to playing this week?
Sorry. 'Tis the season. I have a feeling that Santa Claus is gonna drop me a copy of Valkyria Chronicles.
And you'll
be
PS3. Waiting there in your footy pajamas?
Yeah.
Way!
And
Mom's dad, it's 5 in the morning. Yay. It's open presents.
And I also might receive Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Pop. So, So it's going to be pretty interesting. And.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bully.
And since I'm on a in a Shin Megumi Tensei mood. That's shortened for, the long way of saying it.
Right.
The short way of saying it is Megaton. Megaton.
Thanks for schooling me.
Yeah, so.
Crap.
Do any of you know that that they're making a Megaton MMO?
Yep.
Massive Multiplayer
Online
game.
Yep.
and it's going to be free.
Nice.
It's a free MMO. The only thing that you have to buy, if you want to buy, is outfits. So you can play. You can theoretically play through the game for free. And I heard that the full version is going to be coming out sometime in late December. So it should be probably
of this year.
Of this year.
Wow.
So it should be up and running probably any day now. And as soon as it becomes available, I'm going to download it and play it.
It's a downloadable thing rather than an actual boxed.
Yeah, it's a downloadable. I heard it's a really hefty download as well, like a gig and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm planning on downloading that sometime when it becomes available. So that's also going to be a future fondling over the next couple weeks. So
now, is the actual game itself is free too, or do you have to pay for the game and then just the there's no monthly subscription? No,
as far as I know, the actual game is also free.
Oh wow,
that's pretty
impressive.
Yeah, as far as I know, the only thing you buy is optional clothing.
Wow.
And I heard that like once you start playing it, you'll want to buy clothing because I guess the clothing you start off with is like
jank,
like really plain looking clothing.
Gotcha.
And you can go anywhere from cool to just flat out bizarre looking outfits. So, pretty cool.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So now on to you.
Yeah. On to me.
Yeah. And our,
yeah, it didn't work.
Our fondling has not been shortened.
Yes.
Some bitch. I played the fucking Dorito Mad Scientist game. Yeah, it was.
I think we've already talked enough about the
Dorito
Mad
Scientist. Yeah, I don't really
want to
talk about that game. other than that, I played Fable again, and I decided to just try to be as evil as I could.
That's what I did with Fable, too. It's funny.
I was in the middle of a quest where you have to, like, that ghost asked you to, like, go to his wife, propose to her, and then dump her.
Yeah, I did that,
but instead I tried to marry her, and then they told me I had to buy a house. So I didn't have enough money to buy a house, so I just killed her.
Nice.
See, now that's who I married and had a kid with.
Yeah, I killed her. And then the guards came and got me, and like I was fighting the guards. I killed like 19 guards. Those guards are a bitch.
Yeah, they are.
They
Jesus,
are.
Jesus, man.
The more guards you kill, though, you get a lot of experience.
You get a lot of experience, but good God,
they are a pain
man.
In the ass. That's why my character has so many scars.
Jesus. I got killed like two or three times trying to fight those guards, and every time it comes back up, it's like, do you want to do community service, or do you want to pay the fine, or do you want to go to
jail?
Resist
arrest.
Resist arrest, and I'm like, resist arrest, and I have to fight him again. I'm like,
yeah.
But no, I actually installed that on my hard drive, and while it was installing, I went and played MotorStorm a lot. That game is awesome. The game is absolutely awesome. I love it more and more every time I play it. But the big game I played this week is I played the shit out of Saints Row. And that is well in my top running for, like, top game of the year. It's
really?
So much fun. It is so much fun. It's so diverse in the mission stuff that you do. I mean, it's not just run here, kill this guy, or deliver this package or whatever. I mean, there's just some outlandish, stupid shit that you go do. And I think it's absolutely awesome. I actually finished one of the gangs. I finished all of their missions. And the final battle is just awesome. It's so epic. And it's I love that game. I just love all the little stuff, because I got lost, like, running around and all the stuff you can do to your character. And, like, I'm running around right now buying every business I can find, so I earn, like, a shitload of money every day. I love doing that, because you get discounts on the stuff they sell, too, which is really cool. I love the activities, too. Like, I did this new one this week where you're doing a stunt movie for somebody, and you're riding around on a four-wheeler on fire, and you have to go through these different rings, and shit explodes every time you go through. Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you do the one where you got to protect a celebrity?
Yeah, I did the celebrity one. You're just, like, throwing people into cars and shit. They come running
out.
They're like, sign my autograph, sign my autograph. You grab them, pick them up, throw them into a car.
Did you do the one?
I haven't done the heli attack mission yet.
Well, not the heli attack, but the celebrity one where the celebrity comes in a helicopter.
No, I haven't done that one yet.
You can pick them up, throw them into the helicopter plane.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
I love that game. Yeah. I love so much about that game. I finally found the other insurance fraud
activity. Where is it?
It's up in the north, east.
See, I only found one of them. I found the caverns when I was looking. Remember the caverns I was looking for?
Yeah, that's where the Brotherhood is.
Yeah, I found that.
I think I have like 20 hours into the game, and I'm only 44% done. I mean, it's a huge game. But I play the crap out of that, and that's probably what I'm going to be playing for the next few weeks is that. Actually, I don't think. I got Rise of the Argonauts coming for Future Fondling. And I think that's it.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's my big one, Saints Row. So I played the crap out of that game. Yeah. I played a little Mortal Kombat versus DC, not much. And I played AC/DC Rock Band.
I tell you, Saints Row 2, not installing on the hard drive, is loud.
Yeah. You know what's really loud? AC/DC Rock Band.
Is it?
It sounds like my Xbox is about ready to take off.
Fable's loud, too.
Yeah, that's why I installed it.
I installed Saints Row because it locked up on me, and I thought I was going to red ring. So I was like, I'm not taking that chance.
That's what happened to me with Fallout. It locked up on me a couple times, and I'm like, you know what? Or it would stop, and then you would hear the...
Yeah,
and then it would start going again. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to install it, and then I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I have my hard drive is actually full now because I've installed. I usually, like, if I'm going to play a game pretty heavy, I'll install it until I beat it, and then I'll delete it. So right now, Saints Row and Fable are on my hard drive. And, you know, Fable, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm trying to get back into it, but it seems like there's a lot of tedium. For me.
See, my problem with Fable right now is that I'm too drawn into Fallout, and I just don't have the mindset to play two games like that.
See,
that
maybe that's it.
Even though they're different, like the fact that they're both so intensive, you know what I mean?
Maybe that's why I couldn't get into it because I'm in the middle of Saints Row.
No, I'd say
Saints Row is just too big.
If you asked me which game I'd be playing the most of, Gears of War 2 or Fallout 3, everyone thought I'd be playing more Gears. That's a lie.
I don't
Fallout.
It's funny because, like I said, it's like anytime I sit down, I'm like, all right, what am I going to play? I always start out with, I've played so much Fallout lately, I need to play something else. And then I sit there and I'm like, well, yeah, but when I had to stop playing Fallout last time, I was at a really cool part. So I think I'll go back and just play like one thing. And then I play that one thing and I'm like, well... maybe I'll just keep playing this, and I play it for 3 hours.
That's the way I am with Saints Row now. Like, I'll go into it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to do one more mission, finish this out. And next thing I know, I'm running around buying new cars, new clothes, new businesses, new missions. I'm like, just looking at the map when you start it up, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's like a million things to do, and I want to do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything but the races.
Yeah.
I fucking don't understand why open world games put racing in there. It's stupid. It's pointless. I hate it. I wish they would just take it out.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, this week I'm gone, so I won't play anything until... I may not even have any fondling for the next show. No, actually, I will. I'll be back on, like, the 31st.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some Rock Band fondling.
You think?
On New Year's.
Well, if we have it, if we have it at the one place, there's no Rock Band there, so... We'd have to get our roadies out.
Yeah, we'd have to get the roadies out.
Have to get the roadies out to move
trailer,
some stuff.
Bring out, bus out the trailer.
To rock out some Rock Band on New Year's Eve. We could perform New Year's Eve. I wish we had a video camera for that.
I'm sure someone has a video camera.
I do not.
Put that on the internet, man.
You have a video camera?
No.
Oh.
Then why'd you raise your hand?
I was waving to the cat.
Oh.
Hacking it.
Okay.
But I guess that wraps up the fondling, and once again, we didn't streamline it, so such is life. As far as fondling goes, a lot of people have been asking me what the Game of the Year Awards is, and that's going to be in January, probably the second or third episode of January, once we get everything set up.
And once the dust settles on 2008.
And once that's over, we're going to only be 4 or 5 episodes out from number 100.
Yes.
Yep. So the big 100.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Can
you believe there's been 200 hours of this show?
Oh, man.
Nah, probably less than that, because the first couple episodes were...
But we
had
some episodes...
several were
only an
hour.
We had
some that went over
2 hours.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
We're probably looking at close to 200 hours. We're longer
probably
than Oblivion now.
We are longer than Oblivion now.
Indeed.
Not longer than Morrowind, though.
No, no.
Can you imagine listening to all of our podcasts back to back?
You have to be really obsessed with us.
Yeah, or really fucking stupid.
It would drive you insane.
Yeah, I think I'd go insane if I listened to them all back to back.
I can barely listen to myself talk for longer than 2 hours.
I can barely listen to myself talk for longer than 2 minutes.
Yeah, me too. I can barely listen to you talk for more than 2 minutes.
that
joke was waiting to happen. You know?
Yeah, I just set you up for that.
I still set myself. 100 episodes is pretty awesome.
Yes.
100. And you still remember the first one.
Yeah. From a show that started with all of us huddled around a mic on my coffee table. to a show with all of us huddled around each other with our own mics.
That did not sound good.
No,
not at
that
all.
Did not sound
sounded
good.
Like butt sex.
You didn't hear something anyway. You liked?
Ugh.
I've been really trying, baby.
It's time to get into... Let's get into Killer Wolverine's dirt.
Yeah, let's get to the
news. Let's all get in Killer Wolverine's dirt.
Yeah, next subject.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's blah blah blah. Brought to you by the City Police Department, to whom I would like to apologize for my profanity-laced tirade the other evening, and who I would also like to remind that hooker kicked me first. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
All right. to see all the new trailers that were debuted at the VGA Awards, you can head over to ztgamedomain.com and see them all, including the God of War 3 teaser.
The teaser is the operative word.
Yeah, no shit.
Look good, though.
Uncharted 2.
Which looks ridiculous.
Grand Theft Auto Lost in the Damned. I mean, we had all the fat trailers rocking. Mafia 2. I mean, they were all there.
Speaking of the VGAs, did you see the opening with Jack Black?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the show.
Well, yeah, Jack Black basically has a sexual threesome with a 360 and PS3.
Interesting.
No Wii, though.
Actually, the Wii shows up, and it's like his wife. He's like, honey, it's not what you think. And it like showed him like doing doggy style to like a 360. And he takes both systems, and it's like he's just like, you know, like wearing underwear and stuff, and he's like in the bed. He's like, oh yeah, you like that? And he's like rubbing all over the both systems. It's pretty funny, I must admit. It was a funny skit, and the end of it, like when he gets to the climax part, he gets both systems, and he like pushes them down to his crotch, and he's like, one system, future.
Wow,
awesome.
It was funny. I mean, granted, it was bad taste, but I was laughing when I saw it. It was pretty good.
Obviously, this week's Xbox Live Arcade game was a Dorito promotion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was free, so.
And it involved a mad Dorito scientist.
And a giant cybernetic T-Rex.
And evidently, it's better than Yoris.
Hey, there you go.
It doesn't take much. Yeah.
If you only play one game about cybernetic T-Rexes who eat Dorito trucks this year.
Doritos Dash is that game.
I thought it was Dash of Destruction.
Whatever.
You don't even know what the fuck it's called.
Who cares? Doritos Dash, Dash of Destruction, Dash my ass, who cares?
I don't want to dash your ass. I bet Mrs. Dash does. Anyway, EA officially announced the game based on the medieval epic poem, The Divine Comedy.
That's Dante's Inferno.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not all idiots.
Yeah. I didn't say you were.
You know, I thought they already did make a game called Devil May Cry starring Dante.
Yeah, different Dante.
Yeah.
But inspired by The Divine Comedy.
Home has been hacked, so be careful in there.
Yeah.
Somebody
might dance a dance that you did not want to do.
Somebody might have the rape dance unlocked. Watch out.
Whoa.
That would suck.
Gears of War 2 got a map pack this week. Which included Flood, Gold Rush, and Fuel Station, and it's 800 space bucks, and it still didn't help Gears of War come up into the top three.
Nope. Halo still number one.
Yeah, and Call of Duty 3 and, you know.
Call of Duty 3?
I'm sorry, Call of Duty 4.
It's because there ain't nobody playing Call of Duty 3.
Call of Duty 4, and there's too many fucking numbers and subtitles, and but those two, the two Call of Duties were ahead of it, too.
And Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah, I know what the difference is, but
it's not that hard to keep track of.
So what's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 going to be called? Call of Duty 6.5?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
But it's Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
They're not doing numbers anymore, though, so it'll just be Call of Duty Modern Warfare More Modern Edition.
More Modern.
More Modern. Future Warfare.
Super Turbo HD Remix.
Yes.
Harmonix and MTV Games announced that
pajamas.
10... The debut album that sold 12 million copies and introduced the world to Pearl Jam, thanks a lot, in 1991, will be offered for download in Rock Band Music Store.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one who doesn't like Pearl Jam.
Apparently, this is going to be in, like, March.
Don't call me daughter, not fair to...
there is a Fallout 3 patch for the PS3 that brings in trophies.
There you go.
Sweet.
You didn't list that.
So now all the people who were waiting on trophies to play Fallout now you can play Fallout.
Well, it fixed some other issues, too. I don't remember what, so. Just know it's up, so whatever.
Sony's confirmed that SingStar's PS2 discs are now compatible with the PS3 version.
Woohoo!
According to Reuters, Time Warner's extended its share in Eidos to 20%.
I think it's Routers.
Hmm. Is it Reuters?
Routers.
I think it's Routers.
I thought it was Reuters.
No, I think it's Routers.
Well, why don't you go fucking Google that, then? Google some pronunciation, because if I'm right, I'm going to talk about it. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to ignore it.
I'm going to kick you in the throat.
Layer developer Factor 5 was hit with layoffs, cutting its staff in half after letting a reported 37 employees. There was only 76, is that?
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently they all don't know how to make control games.
Basically, they let go the entire motion control department.
Yeah. I heard they were going under anyway.
It's sad because they were such a great developer.
I like how you use were before layer.
Well, yeah, but I mean. It's sad that Lair has damaged them so badly, because they were an amazing developer.
It's sad that Lair sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
Square Enix's role-playing game, The Last Remnant, is coming to games for Windows in the spring. The company announced to expect, quote, features previously not available.
Like a stable frame rate.
In the 360 version.
You know something? I bet it's keyboard and mouse support.
You think?
You laughed way too loud and way too quick after your own joke.
Yeah.
Microsoft has launched Free Your Avatar, a web-based service that allows you to create custom avatar pictures.
Could be cool.
No. GTA Chinatown Wars is set to hit the Nintendo DS on March 17th in North America and March 20th in Europe.
You know, I'm really looking forward to that game.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I might actually have to get a DS.
And you don't have one already.
No, I don't.
The DS is awesome.
No.
You're the only one in this room who owns one.
DS is awesome.
The creator of Katamari Damacy has made a PSN title called Nobi Nobi Boy.
Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I saw video footage of that game. It's you know how Katamari Damacy is not for everybody?
Yeah.
Nobi Nobi Boy is like for only like a quarter of the people that like Katamari.
I thought Katamari Damacy wasn't good for anybody.
Wow. I had fun with Katamari Damacy.
I'll put it to you this way. Katamari Damacy actually seems to be like 10 times more of a game than Nobi Nobi Boy.
You know what I thought was funny about Katamari Damacy is when it came out, everybody bought it because it was $20 and it was weird.
Yeah.
When they upped the price, people stopped buying it. That should tell them something.
Well, Nobi Nobi Boy is going to be $10, and it'll probably, from the looks of it, it looked like a free game.
Like Katamari does. When Fable 2 DLC will be released, it will bring three new achievements. The Collector for 25 gamer score. Acquire all the mystery items in the box of Secret Shop. Or see another hero do so.
I love the see another hero do so thing.
So basically,
you don't have to actually do anything.
You just have to be a witness.
The meteorologist.
Can I get a witness?
Bring all of Not Whole Island's weather problems under control.
Or help another hero to do so.
Yeah. The bibliophile. Find all books detailing the history of Not Whole Island. Or again, help another hero do so. So there you go. According to Kotaku, the Electric Playground show on Friday reported that, Electronic Arts has canceled development of new titles in its Need for Speed franchise.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Need for Speed.
You know something? This is probably good for Need for Speed. They could cancel all development, but you know what? In 10 years from now, they might get some inspiration.
They might bring it back.
Yeah, and like another decade, and it might be good.
They might bring it back about the same time Fight Night Round 4 comes out.
Tyson versus Ali.
Yeah.
Sony released a Little Big Planet level pack last week. Replete.
Yeah. Look at that word.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll go to school.
I would have just used complete, not to try to sound smarter than I am.
Complete with new items doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Including new costumes, cool objects, decorative items, and stickers for all your stages. The content was $2.99.
Speaking of which, did anybody buy the Street Fighter costumes?
No.
I bought the Ryu one.
I want them.
I had to have it.
Midway's announced plans to cut 180 staff, or 25% of its global workforce.
That was the staff that was responsible for making fatalities in Mortal Kombat games.
Its Austin studios to be closed completely, and development on several non-core games has been suspended. Ooh,
how much does that hurt? Yeah, the game you've been working on, yeah, we've decided it's a non-core game. So...
Well, they were probably making it for the Wii, so they knew.
That's true.
David Jaffe described the VGA God of War 3 trailer as, confirming it wasn't the same content as the content he went mental about at the end of November. According to VG247, a new motion in ongoing legal cases in the U.S. about 360 scratching discs has charged that MS employees knew of the problem. The motion says in Microsoft that when the Xbox 360 was tilted with a disc playing inside, the disc could be damaged. Yeah. Okay, seriously, I just want to talk about this right now, and I just want to say no fucking shit.
Why would you tilt it with the disc playing inside in the first place?
Because there's people that are
stupid.
Do you
not realize that it's a plastic disc spinning around very fast, and if you tilt it, it will probably...
They got a lot of flack about that, too.
I know, and it doesn't make any sense because no shit that a disc is going to scratch when you flip the fucking console sideways.
Yeah.
No shit. You're only supposed to move it when it's turned off.
Yep.
Seriously. I mean, I guess they could have remedied that by doing the old PS2 opening where it opens the new Slimline PS2 where it opens up and you actually click it down on the... But still, I mean...
Who would move it while playing?
I'm gonna go sue Sony for my my CD player that my tray comes out and I pop my disc in and then when I flip it upside down it fucking skips and doesn't scratches my disc.
I'm gonna sue RCA because I had a stereo that got bumped one time and the disc came out of the disc tray and it scratched my disc. So it's RCA's fault that
this
bumped my
disc drive.
This
is common sense of technology with CD trays that you don't flip your DVD player upside down while you're watching a fucking movie.
No, anything with a CD tray is. Just you're asking for trouble.
Why would you flip it while playing anyway? What's the point?
I don't fucking understand that. Is it like part of the game? You get an achievement for flipping the system on its side while you're playing?
I will say, though, that I wish Microsoft would have went the same route as Sony and Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, I wish they had that tray.
Suck-in disk drive.
Yeah, I wish they had that tray. There's no doubt about that, but that's not the point here. The point is people are stupid and they're suing over it.
Right. Yeah.
Soul Calibur 4 was named Fighting Game of the Year on the VGA Awards.
Wow, that's a big surprise.
It's not my fighting game.
Let me guess. Another game with four at the end of it will be fighting game for next year.
Hopefully.
Electronic Arts had to admit that it used footage from the 360 version of Tiger Woods 09 for a TV ad of the Wii version of the game.
Oh, that is
false
awesome.
Advertisement.
Did you read the actual quote?
No.
Was that the Wii version was not of broadcast quality.
Wow.
That is suck.
That is suck.
Wow.
All Batman fans.
Oh,
Eidos and Warner Brothers Interactive announced that Batman, the animated series veterans Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill reprise their roles as Batman and the Joker in Arkham Asylum.
Sweet. That's good news.
That is good news.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The organizers of the GDC, or the Game Developers Conference, have announced that Peter Molyneux will give a 60-minute lecture at GDC 09. Hold your disappointment jokes. The head of Microsoft Game Studios, Lionhead, will reveal some experiments the studio has been working on over the last few months.
Yeah, he's scheduled to give a 60-minute lecture, but he'll probably only give a 20-minute discussion.
See, I knew it was coming. I wanted to wait till the story was
and
over.
And you know something? It'll probably be something to do with how video games is the next step of human evolution.
Indeed.
Your mom's the next step of human evolution.
Why, thank you.
She's having butt sex with spider monkeys.
Man.
What is your deal with butt sex today?
That was a South Park quote. Thank you. Microsoft has unlocked the formal wear collection. So you can go model on the catwalk. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I think I might get some of that formal wear.
It's free.
You look good in some formal wear.
You would.
I would.
You look too sexy. For a second consecutive week and 1 year before its release, Halo 3 I'm sorry.
1 year before its release, if it's the number one game on Xbox Live, I'd be impressed.
Motherfucker, I got a time machine. Halo 3 is the most played title on Xbox Live.
I guess it's safe to say that Halo 3 is the Street Fighter 2 of first-person shooters.
Nintendo's confirmed the launch of Club Nintendo in America.
Yes, That's good news.
Konami confirmed that the Metal Gear teaser was for an iPhone Metal Gear game. So all you stupid fanboys can quit whining about it coming to the 360.
Fuck you, fanboys.
Yeah, again, iPhone. iFanboys. Oh, man, that's going to be worse.
Home was patched last Thursday in an effort to get rid of the now infamous C931 connection errors.
Dun-dun-dun.
Sales were up at Take-Two Interactive thanks to Woo-hoo! Sales of games like GTA 4 and Midnight Club LA, but the publisher saw losses also increased to the tune of $15 million.
Wow.
Take-Two moves to secure key talent within their Rockstar Games label, entering into a new long-term employment agreement with key members including founding brothers Sam and Dan Houser. Vin Diesel's Tygon Studios has revealed that while Assault on Dark Athena is a nice little episodic update to the Chronicles of Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay, a true sequel is being planned.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cool.
G4 named X-Play co-host Adam Sessler the editor-in-chief of games content. And all I can say is, congrats, Adam. Finally, we have somebody who knows what they're doing at the head of G4's game content. According to Kotaku, attempting to get his state's economy under control, in the face of the recession, New York Governor David Patterson has proposed a budget that includes taxes on downloadable content, including music, movies, and games.
Tax the games. Well, Sony's already doing it.
Bandai Namco announced that Japanese users of PlayStation Home will be able to enjoy casual chats with viral marketers.
What?
And
what?
Sony employees in a room decorated with beloved Namco characters.
Interesting.
Huh? Weird.
Job cuts were announced for Lord of the Rings Online developers Turbine.
Man, that sucks.
Job cuts all over the place.
It sucks.
This is
it
for everybody, suck. Not just Hong Kong.
Yeah.
The PSN will be getting Solid Snake Sackboy and a character level pack as well.
Sweet.
This week,
including
actually.
Some pretty cool looking costumes.
And a paintball gun.
And a paintball gun.
For level creation, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Rather than just release an endless stream of Sackboy costumes, Sony and Media Molecule are now introducing Little Big Planet level packs, combining several themed elements together at a relatively sensible price. Sega announced Outrun Online Arcade, a remake of the classic racing game, now ported to 360 and PS3.
That's going to be pretty sweet.
I'm pretty sure this was confirmed, but the creators of Time Splitters and Haze Free Radical are shut down.
Ooh,
I'm pretty
that
sure that
sucks.
Was confirmed.
That's
what
another
happened to Time Splitters 4 then?
We don't know yet.
Another example of one bad game and a bad economy.
Will shut you down.
Yeah, causing a very good developer to go out.
Man, it's like all the game developers on freaking thin ice.
It's a competitive market right now.
Yeah.
Due to unexpected technical difficulties, Fable 2 Knothole Island expansion will not be available until late January 2009. Capcom announced that Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix has sold over 250,000 units since it's released at the end of November. Harmonix spread the holiday cheer this week with a 3-pack holiday songs and also, I didn't see you caught this, a Foo Fighters 3-pack.
I think that's later. I'm not sure if I put it on there or not, but yeah.
Yeah, 3 more Foo songs.
Nice.
Obviously, the same prices apply. And Comma Group, creators of the delightful tactical strategy MMOR, that's a mouthful, Doofus,
I think.
I would call it Doofus. I've signed a deal with Microsoft to bring their latest creation to the Xbox Live Arcade as Islands of Wakfu. According to Kotaku, writers from 15 television sitcoms, including The Simpsons, Futurama, and Family Guy, have signed with Machinima.com to 15 original episodic comedy pilots for the online network using video games.
Nice.
That'll be interesting.
That would be interesting.
SingStar will be getting wireless mics next year.
Woohoo!
If you pre-order GTA Chinatown Wars at GameStop, you receive $10,000 of in-game cash.
Nice.
And immediately access to every single weapon.
Wow.
Wow.
Patapon 2 is set to arrive in early 2009.
Cool.
Capcom has confirmed that the North American demo of Resident Evil 5 will be hitting in early 2009.
As will the game.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, we're talking January.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The PSN last week got Crash Commando and the second Penny Arcade Adventure. Ubisoft announced Cell Factor, Psycho Kinetic Wars, which looks really cool. A fast-paced first-person shooter for Xbox Live Arcade that features 4 multiplayer modes supporting up to 16 players. I mean, it looks like a It looks like a really, like, solid first-person shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, here's your MTV, obviously, the holiday pack for Rock Band, along with the Foo Fighters. Three more songs from them. Recent comments made by Microsoft executive and key members of the original Crackdown development group setting up a new studio led to believe we might get a sequel to last year's sleeper hit Crackdown.
Awesome.
Yeah. Be pretty nice.
Oh, man.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. Crackdown was such a great game.
I dream of that. Mm. I dream of a sequel to that game.
I can only imagine, like, what more you can add to the game. I would say make the world double the size. Instead of having just two-player co-op, have it up to eight-player co-op.
Maybe. Well, they introduced four-player co-op with that patch they had a while back.
Huh?
Didn't they? Four-player?
No. It's been a while since I played it.
Because I was playing it last week, and it says I'm a four-player. I forgot.
Really?
It's been so long.
I hadn't if they got four-player co-op, motherfucker, we need to get back on.
Heck yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. EA will close Need for Speed developer Black Box. Rose is the final character released for the Street Fighter forecast.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, I went to ztgamedomain.com the other day and viewed the new pictures of Street Fighter.
You should visit
4.
It every day.
Yes, I do. Well, I visit every other day.
It ought to be your homepage.
Yeah, it ought to be.
It's my homepage.
It's my homepage.
But it's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I am so stoked for Street Fighter 4. It's not even funny.
The latest version of Q Entertainment's blockbusting puzzle series, Lumines Supernova, is due out this week on PlayStation Network with a free holiday skin pack available for a limited time.
Sweet.
The classic adventure game Broken Sword, Shadow of the Templars, gets new life as Ubisoft announces a special director's cut edition of the game coming next year to the Nintendo DS and the Wii. 800 Microsoft point cards have begun hitting stores priced at $9.99. So now you can buy less than 1,600 points.
That is a cool idea.
GameStop has started a holiday Nintendo DS reservation program specifically covering the Metallic Rose, Cobalt, Black and Crimson, Black Nintendo DS systems. You can now walk in any GameStop location, pay for a Nintendo DS in full, and exchange, get a lovely DS gift card tin that contains the promise of an actual DS somewhere down the line. Projected delivery date for the handhelds is somewhere between December 28th and January 15th.
Needless to say, business is good for the DS.
Yeah.
And we have a list of the top 10 most downloaded PSN games. And surprisingly, Pain is number one.
That's not really surprising.
Really? With all the other stuff that's on there?
No, it doesn't really surprise.
Well, you got a lot of free downloads for buying the system, too, and everything like that. So.
High Velocity Bowling, number two. Super Stardust HD, number three. Pixel Junk Monsters at number four. Flow at number... Really? Ugh. Warhawk at number 6, Aquatopia at number 7, Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection at 8, 9 is High Stakes Poker Edition, and 10, Ratchet and Clank, The Quest for the Booty.
The Booty.
It surprises me that Aquatopia is number 7.
It surprises me that anybody bought Flow.
Hey, you know what game I really want to get from PSN? Soldier X, the side-scrolling shooter game.
Yeah.
I read a review of that in Play Magazine several months ago.
Oh, God, don't know.
It was 9 out of 10?
No.
It was 14 out of 10.
No, it was actually a preview of the game, and it was for when it was on PC, because it's actually a PC game, but you can only get it via order online.
Whatever happened to Ragdoll Kung Fu and Fat Princess?
Fat Princess is early next year. Ragdoll Kung Fu, I don't know what happened.
I'm stoked for
I don't even know if they have a date for Ragdoll Kung Fu yet.
Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense. It's just a PC port.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Right. Fat Princess is going to be sweet.
Fat Princess better be the bomb sauce.
Yeah.
Period. All right, it's time to get some of the questions. The first question we have catching up is from Shadowtron. Transform and roll out. Hi, crew. Is anyone worried that the inevitable move towards online game distribution will stifle competition and result in a loss of gaming bargains? Here in the UK, it's fairly easy to find excellent older games like Gears of War and BioShock for around, £10, especially if you shop online. If you shop around, you can even find discounts on brand new games. I recently got a great discount on Fallout 3. I never pay full price for a game. If I wait long enough, I always find the game discounted somewhere. Also, what do you think about the fact that you probably won't be able to rent online distributed games and that they can't be resold or traded? You may think that will never happen, but it already has with Xbox Live Arcade and PSN, to that matter. Mm-hmm. Xbox Live games very rarely drop in price over time, which is, I guess, because MS has no competition in this area. You also can't rent, trade, or resell Xbox Live Arcade games. No, but you can download a demo for every Xbox Live Arcade game, so that's not really a fair assumption. Don't get me wrong, I think it'd be great to be able to buy games online directly from my console. I just hope they can carry on selling games in the shops at the same time and make sure the online price remains competitive.
Well, we've been through this so many times, so.
Yeah, that's,
You might want to put your headset back down.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that my mic wasn't down.
Because I'm like, I don't hear you.
No, I agree, actually. That's a pretty astute assumption. I think, though, once more games are digitally distributed, you'll see more price competition.
Microsoft already has the Xbox Live Arcade hits.
But the only drawback is, like you said, there's no used games market, which is good for developers, but not so good for gamers.
I don't know. I think it's nice the way it is now because those games aren't full retail games, and the games that are, we've been over this a million times, like Warhawk and SOCOM, they are available in the store.
And it's nice when they all have demos.
And if this happens, if it does eventually go to this, GameStop's out of business.
Right.
Period.
Well, anyone who sells used games is out of business.
Yep. Altus1 wants to know, what does the con think of Gears 2?
Well, so far I've only played Horde mode. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yep. I still haven't played the campaign.
Odeon wants to know when he's going to be on the podcast.
Never.
When you stop making fun of it in the forums, you bastard.
Uh-oh. Stirring the pot.
No. Here we go.
We'll have you on the podcast when you stop being a douchebag. Loser.
He's going to come to your house. You're just trying to get to the top of the shit list.
I am.
You know that you
are. Damn it, you shouldn't have brought it up.
You just made number one, dude. You just made number one.
All right.
His number one is love list is Professor Chaos.
Arch Scabby. That sounds like it's infected.
That's kind of gross.
He's probably a pirate.
If you could choose one game to be remade that wasn't a good game but had potential to be good, what game would it be? You know, give it a second chance.
That's a good question.
Too Human.
Oh.
What?
Oh. I'm just kidding.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Oh my God.
I was just joking.
I don't think you were.
I think you were dead serious.
Honestly, two worlds, as much as I will get slammed for saying that, because it was, even though I enjoyed it, it was not a good game. But it did have a lot of potential.
You know, if Two Worlds was remade and it was a good game, you would not like it.
You're probably right.
Because you'd be like, oh, it's too much of the same thing.
You know what game I'd really like to see remade, and it wasn't very good, was Bullet Witch.
Bullet Witch was not very good.
It had a lot of cool concepts, but it just was not very good.
Yeah, it was not very good.
See Legendary.
Legendary, yeah.
It had a lot of
I think they are remaking Bullet Witch. It's called Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Snap.
And it's got a lot of crotch shots in it.
What kind of laugh was that?
I don't know. It surprised me.
I mean, dude, this game is geared towards the 13-year-old perverted boys.
Which means you're going to buy it day one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Day one. Yeah. I'll tell you a good game that had potential. Red Steel from the Wii. Mm. If they'd have got the controls right on that, it could have been a decent game.
I know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Put it on the 360 or the PS3.
There you go. Yeah, but then it wouldn't have the cool sword slashing stuff.
Yeah, but that wasn't very cool.
Yeah, but if they remade it with Wii Motion Plus,
Motion Plus, baby.
Oh, fuck that.
We'll see if the sequel is any better. Then
we'll see.
Can give you penis.
I'm actually excited for Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah,
I think it looks. Yeah. I think it looks cool.
Oh, well, totally forgot about that game. Yeah. The sequel
with sword fighting and everything.
Sequel to a free packet.
Speaking of, we forgot about the lightsaber duel for the Wii.
Yeah, I heard it's terrible.
That got blasted.
I heard it's awful.
Yeah.
So.
Which means you probably like it, right?
Maybe you probably like it, right?
It didn't have 20-minute cutscenes in it, so you probably didn't.
One game. I don't come on the podcast every
week. It didn't have
achievement
points, so you probably didn't like it.
You're coming back next week. The Rise of the Argonauts is really good.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty good.
It's not bad. Hey, pretty good.
I just give games the benefit of the doubt. I'm not an elitist bitch.
Motherfucker, I own Bullet Witch. Shut up.
You also own Cocteau Chojin.
Yeah, but that was free.
Yeah, but it's still terrible.
Yeah, well, you can't trade it in. Because Microsoft refuses to, you know, acknowledge its existence.
Refuses to acknowledge its existence.
It's a collector's item, though.
All right, next question is from Mr. Fido Dido. He says, hello, guys. You are the best show on the web, period.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My question is, could you tell me two franchises from each console that you could do without?
Final Fantasy.
I'm going to get punched.
Did you visit
for this.
The forums this week?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Because I wrote a forum. Did you see it, Ken?
No, I didn't see it.
Or Zero? Or whatever you want me to call
whatever
it.
Whatever the fuck your name is.
That. Yeah, I wrote a...
You?
I started a forum post, and it's called Final Fantasy Must Die.
Nice.
What?
Yes.
Really?
It got a lot of responses.
I'll have to look for it, because you making a thread that says Final Fantasy Must Die.
The thing is, I do like the series, but it's franchise fatigue. I'm just tired.
Franchise fatigue.
Yeah, I'm just tired of hearing about another Final Fantasy game coming out every 5 months. Yeah. I mean, I love the series, like, overall, but... I think it should be given an honorable death.
An honorable discharge.
So is that one of yours? Because we're supposed to name
I'd probably say, yeah, probably.
Man, I'm going to get punched for mine. Like, people are going to actually punch me. Because I guess on the Xbox, I mean, I could do without Gears. Hey, it's just what I could do without. And I never played the first one, and I don't play this one, so I could do without Gears.
Thing is, I like Gears, so I'm not going to say that.
And that may change if I play the second one ever.
Wow. Twitch with anger.
I can also mention another franchise I could do without because I really haven't played any of them, and that's the Madden series.
Well, I can see that's another.
That's
Final
a multiplat.
Well, see, I'm Final Fantasy. I consider.
Kind of
multi-platform. Kind of going multi-platform.
They go through phases,
right?
You know,
so
of loyalty.
Two, we'll
and
stick
then
with Final Fantasy multi-platform. So that's
so
one
we
of
can
mine.
Do multi-platform ones.
Well, this is for
I don't think there's much that isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so
then.
I did Final Fantasy.
You can
and
keep
I'm going
to
do Call of Duty.
Wow. You can keep Gears then. If it's not, if we can do multi-platform, you can keep Gears because I'm going to say that my two franchises that I can do without, and I'm probably going to get punched by this guy right here, and these are pretty decent sized franchises. Dead or Alive. Mm. I could do without Dead or Alive.
Well, it isn't anymore anyway.
And I could do without Devil May Cry.
Yeah. See, now these franchises are getting beat to death though. With Call of Duty, I'm just tired of it. I'm just fucking tired.
You're
of it.
Tired of great games. Okay, whatever.
I'm not saying they're great. I'm just saying I'm done. I'm happy with Modern Warfare, and I'll be happy with World at War.
Another series that needs to die that did, well, temporary is the Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Well, it did die.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
If I had to give up a Sony franchise, though, it'd be Gran Turismo in a heartbeat.
I think it's killing himself. So
I don't like Gran Turismo. I don't find a point in it. But then on the same side on Xbox, I give up Forza.
Yeah.
Man.
In a heartbeat.
Ooh.
See, you're sticking daggers in my heart.
Oh.
I just don't care. I don't. And here's another one that'll piss you off. Another franchise I could do without. It's called The Elder Scrolls.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
Even I disagree
with
that.
Oh, man.
Well, I can't believe you disagree with Call of Duty. Wow. Did you want to get rid of Call
of
Duty?
You know, if all of us got our wishes...
None of us would have any games to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have plenty of games to play. I'd still have God of War, Metal Gear.
I do like God of War. Yeah.
I would still have my little DS to play games with.
I'd just get rid of that system altogether.
Oh, dude! Wow. Man, you need a back down, brother.
Back down, brother.
I don't know if there's any Nintendo franchises I get rid of. I might get rid of.
Oh
yeah because those
Nintendo.
Are the only games that are good on Nintendo.
Is the Nintendo franchise?
Yeah,
I could do without Nintendo Dogs.
Oh yes,
I could do without Pokemon.
Pokemon could go away.
No, Pokemon would stay in my book.
It'd be gone for me.
I could do without Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that could go away too.
Yeah.
Those things.
I can do without Pikmin.
Wii Music can go away.
Yeah, Wii Music shouldn't make it. That shouldn't be a franchise.
Yeah, we
no franchise for that.
Yeah,
He says for his Nintendo would be Zelda and Metroid.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
What? Oh, are you serious?
You
for Xbox,
man,
it would be
you
Fable
just, you
and
just
Ghost
got
Recon.
Some points deducted.
What? Well, Ghost Recon's not really Xbox.
No.
But I see where you're going with
it. And they said PlayStation Spyro the Dragon. Dude, that hasn't been PlayStation for like 10 years.
No, I can see where he's going.
And Killzone.
Wow.
Well...
There's only one game, and yeah, it wasn't all that good.
It's too early
it's
for
two
games.
The second
one
ain't out
was
yet.
Good.
Second one, oh, you're talking about the PSP?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
That was my phone dinging.
That was the magic.
That
of
was
the
dinner
Apple.
Bell.
I don't think you
that
can
was Apple
kill
to
Killzone
to.
Right now. We'll wait after this one and see
you
what happens.
You can't kill fucking Call of Duty either, but
dude,
you want
we've
to.
Had 19 billion games.
And you know what? They've all been good.
I'm not denying that, but I'm tired of it. Take a break a year. You know, don't release one every year.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do without Tony Hawk as much as I love it.
Well, that when they took a break, though, didn't they?
Yeah, there wasn't one this year.
I think Final Fantasy needs to take a break.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dude, it's taking a long enough ass break
for
12 and when 13 comes
out. That's what I'm
out.
Thinking about. Yeah. Like, you're complaining it has franchise fatigue. When was the last game released?
Yeah, but when has it changed?
But I mean, I'm also counting... No, dude.
When does any game change?
Well,
dude,
exactly.
Dude,
some
Final Fantasy
it just
changes.
Gets prettier.
No, Final Fantasy changes from game to game.
Oh,
it's got a different gameplay system.
Whatever.
I got a love hate relationship with Final Fantasy. I love the games, but I'm just starting to hate the name.
I've hated the name all along.
Man, dude.
Brother.
Dude,
brother.
Buddy.
Brother.
Guy.
Buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy. I'm not your buddy, guy. this is the next question comes from Snoop Dizzle. He says, here's a deep philosophical question for all of you.
Nice.
Who are you?
Dust in the wind.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Well.
I know who I am. Who are you?
Well, If the Japanese animated series Evangelion has taught me anything, is that there's actually three versions of each person.
If that anime taught you anything, you need to stop watching
no.
that.
Here's the thing. There's three versions of you. There's the version of you that you perceive yourself, and then there's the version of you that people perceive of you. And then there's the version of you that is in the grand scheme of the universe.
Ooh, I have a question.
So there's actually three versions of you.
One of those shouldn't even be considered. Who cares what people think of you?
That was actually a part of the series as well.
You should just, you know,
yeah.
Live your life.
Yeah,
well, the main character in that series was a very emo kid. So,
here we go.
So Wolverine.
A little, actually, even more emo.
Wow,
which is pretty.
You got topped on the emo scale.
Oh darn!
You're gonna have to go cut yourself.
Yeah.
Damn it! Where's my blade?
So there's three versions of each person. I feel
there's only one version of me. Damn it!
Well, you know what I am?
What?
The awesome sauce. 600 gallons of awesome sauce. That's who I am.
600 gallons?
Gallons.
Man,
sauce.
I have a problem retaining water.
I am me. And I'm okay with that.
I am me. Yes. I am I.
I think Gambus was the only one that got philosophical on that.
Yeah.
Next question comes from Christ. He says, do you think that the next Prince of Persia game will be released in 2009?
No.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
It'll probably be the new Assassin's Creed. They'll probably start the Microsoft trend with back and forth. Mm-hmm. Gears, Halo. It'll go, you know, Prince of Persia, all Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. Next question from Don't Panic.
Don't Panic! The Patriots hate guns. No spoilage.
I think it would be great. If for the 100th episode, instead of Boogeyman's intro and outro songs, you commissioned Mr. Gambus Khan on his Korg DS10 to make new ones, a collaboration of sorts. What do you say, Gambus?
Yes, or, and then notice he didn't put no. Or is it white? It's white.
It's white.
I think he basically just means that he wants you to say yes.
And outro song?
An intro song.
Or intro song.
He wants you to compose an intro and outro.
If I say yes, I'm going to have to start working now because I'll have to come up with something really good. I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not going to say no.
Whoa,
either.
Look at that.
Oh,
we should do what we talked about doing a long time ago and commission Dragon Force to do our intro for the 100th episode.
It's a podcast.
N4G.
Radio.
100th episode.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
All right, next question comes from Rio Grande. He says, hey, guys, love the show. I've been a long-time listener. This is my first time posting on the forums. This question
Thank
is
you.
For Zero.
Hey,
recently, there was an article posted up on N4G about a gamer who had a gamer score of 121,250. Microsoft accused him of cheating with no evidence and terminated his account. How would you feel if this happened to you? What would you do? What did he?
Would you do
what he did and sell everything that he had and just dedicate yourself to another console? Thanks for answering. Have a good day. If I was accused of cheating, I'd be pissed. Because it's and what I find ironic about this because I read this story. And they were accusing him of cheating with game saves and all that.
Well, and because he got too many achievements
in one day.
Too short of a time.
Yeah.
He said that he wouldn't be able to accomplish that many achievements in a certain amount of time.
Which Microsoft just went over and over, and they said that the person cheating has to meet every requirement, which means that they used modified game saves, which allows you to get the achievements without ever playing the game.
Hmm.
So you have to have done that for them to catch you, and they have a system that finds that. So I find it very hard to believe that he didn't cheat.
I find it hard to believe as well.
But
I'm instantly skeptical. He may be telling the truth. He may not have cheated, but
if mine was ever deleted, I would be pissed.
Right.
Would I stop playing games? No. Would I stop playing games on the 360? No. I'm not that bitter about it. I love my gamer score. I think it's fun.
You just might not be so compelled.
I would stop caring about achievements then.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. But I would not stop playing games on the 360 because
yeah.
That's just ignorant to me. I don't understand the point in that. So,
yeah.
I just find it hard to believe that they falsely
accused him. Yeah, that they just wiped his gamer score for no reason.
Yeah, because they have said many times over, you have to meet every criteria of cheating before they will delete your gamer score. So if somebody had done a game save, unless it had been modified, or they'd cheated on like the different ways you can cheat, then they wouldn't delete it. You know, so.
So he probably got bitter because he was caught.
Yeah, more than likely, which most of the people that got caught cheating were very bitter about it.
Well,
and there are still some people out there that obviously have cheated in some form or fashion.
I mean, why would you cheat for a gamer? It's just a gamer score. It doesn't get you shit.
Yeah.
Put it on your resume.
Oh, yeah. They'll just look at you like you don't get the
job. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Next question comes from Kuroshi Angel. It says, hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time poster, two questions. I throw these questions out to anyone who wants to give their thoughts. Some background, feel free to skip this stuff. It's just the show where I'm coming from. Just kind of dig through this. The question is, who are the people to look at now for the new and innovative games? I'd probably say the digital download people.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
smaller developers. They're like the Braid team, and
yeah, because there's more. There's less of a sense of risk and reward for a downloadable game than there is for a multi-million-dollar big budget title, where you can take more of a chance with a cheaper game. And if it doesn't sell as well, it's not going to be such a huge disaster as it will be if you spend millions and millions of dollars developing a innovative game and it flops.
Yeah, he obviously he enjoys role-playing games. And in terms of Xenogears, I think there should be a next-gen remake of Xenogears. That'd be pretty sweet.
There you go. Next, he talks about Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, which he was just turned on to this game. He wants to know if any of us have ever heard of this game, and if so, what are your thoughts? I think we kind of cleared that up earlier.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
With Persona 4.
Yep, heard of it. Don't care about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I played a Nocturne for several hours. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Twist wants to know, all right, boys, here's your question. What's bigger, an elephant or a penis for? only highlight the answer if you want to know.
Yeah, it's classic.
What's a penis for?
You guys want to ask what's a penis for? No, actually, we didn't.
Yeah, but it was a funny joke.
Yes,
yeah.
I enjoyed it when I
I'm sure somebody it. Out there looked at your forum post and was like, what's a penis for?
Yeah. All right. Tortellini1 wants to know, I'm going to get Rock Band 2 or Guitar Hero World Tour, and I was wondering if I should get the Rock Band 2 bundle or the Guitar Hero World Tour bundle with the instruments. I'm going to get both games anyway. I just really want to know which instruments are better.
Guitar Heroes.
Guitar Heroes yep. instruments are by far the better instruments.
Indeed.
Definitely. I don't think anybody will argue that.
Nope.
The guitar and the drums are better.
Yes, they are.
So, the next question is up from Snoop Dizzle again. He says, the Gam Father.
Nice.
Gambus Khan, I ask for a blessing. I ask for a blessing from the Gam Father for my cologne. See the link.
Yes.
Let's click the link.
This is pretty awesome.
There you go. Snoop Dizzle's cologne, the musk of Sean Connery. Anyways, I was wondering if you could create a magical world of wonderment that you would rule. What would it be?
Wow.
I'm not talking about a video game, but a world where you'd want to live in, not just a world peace or whatever. It can be as crazy as you like and can include real people, celebrities, whatever, but it would have to be magical and a place of wonderment.
A place of
wonderment. So I ask all of you, what magical world of wonderment would you create?
First off, I give you my blessing for the Sean Connery cologne.
Cologne is squeezed directly from my underpits.
Yes.
I have your mother. Page?
Yes, we are. This is it.
Grab my nut sack and squeeze the sweat off of it straight into the bottle.
It's like butt sacks.
That's the theme for today's episode.
That's my new word.
Yeah. A world of wonderment. Okay. It'd be a world comprised of video arcades intermixed with amusement parks, a roller coaster on every city block.
Wow.
High-rise buildings full of video games and arcades, and populated by a bunch of supermodels.
That sounds like a pretty good world. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sounds like a place I'd like to live, you know what I'm saying?
And get this, elevators that go all the way into outer space, and you could have spaceship trips anytime you want
to. You know, I find it very hard to believe you don't have feety pajamas.
Somewhere in your closet, there's a pair of feety pajamas.
Nobody can have an imagination
have
like that without having feety pajamas.
You have a pair of Chewbacca feety pajamas.
And you know
that
something?
Have fur on them.
And also in this world, Santa Claus is real.
He's not real?
I don't want that fat fuck
coming
down my chimney.
Wait
you
a minute.
Son
wait,
of a. Hold on, wait. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Thanks
spoiler
for ruining
alert.
It for everybody else.
Way to go, jackass. I'm going to get in your feety pajamas.
Well, you know, Santa Claus used to be real.
Right.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Which was a Wednesday.
Yes.
Jot that down. I don't know if I can top that.
Yeah, I think Gambus sounds like a.
All he needs now in his is money trees.
See,
Gambus world sounds like a pretty great place.
In my world, though, I would have, like, trees that grew Sonic cheeseburgers.
Oh, man.
And Reese Cup Sundaes from Friendly's.
Wow.
Just trees that have these in them. And rivers of Coca-Cola.
Ooh, yeah. Rivers of Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
There would be two rivers flowing side
by side.
There
would be more than two rivers. You know, just other drinks, Dr. Pepper and...
And you could just hang your head out and drink.
There's food trees.
Totally sanitized, you know.
Well, you know, part of that world.
And smelled like Sean Connery.
You know, water fountains full of Coke.
You never age either.
Are actually in Atlanta, in the Coke factory. So that's.
Rivers of Coca-Cola.
We must make a pilgrimage.
It's really not that good coming from water fountains.
All of these ideas sound absolutely titillacious.
Yes.
I think I got aroused just thinking about that world.
I hope not.
You want to check?
No.
All right, this is it. This is the last
I can't
question.
Believe we caught up already.
What?
This is the last question.
Well,
so,
it's because people stopped posting questions because
everybody's
we took
goal
so long.
For 2009 is to fill up a brand new question thread.
Yeah, there you
Actually,
go.
Actually, we should create a new question thread because it's the 2008 edition. Yeah. So we're not going to have the 2009 edition. So when we come back from holiday, I want a whole new thread. We're going to fill it up, and we're going to start from scratch for 2009. But
and we're going to get caught up, I promise.
We're caught up now.
No, I mean, but we're going to stay caught up.
I actually have a question for them.
Uh-oh.
So when we're done here, I'll post
All
that
right,
question.
This is the last question of 2008. Cocoa Pebbles or Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles, easily.
I have to go with Fruity.
But I prefer both.
You got to have one or the other.
Damn it, Cocoa.
I have to go with Fruity Pebbles.
Matter of fact, I'm probably going to have to go buy a box of Fruity Pebbles on the way home.
I know. That just made me really want some Fruity Pebbles.
Well, I want some Doritos, so whatever.
The thing is with Fruity
watch
Pebbles.
Watch out for the cybernetic
the
T-Rex.
T-Rex, yeah.
The thing about Fruity Pebbles is that when the milk soaks the pebbles,
the milk just tastes so good. Oh, my God.
I think he got a little aroused.
I think he got aroused thinking about Fruity Pebbles.
Boing.
Boing. Bacock.
His. Ask your question.
Yes. So my question for everyone out there in internet land, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, well.
Oh, a New
you should
Year's
start a thread
resolution.
In the podcast
yeah.
forum.
What's
your
New Year's,
Year's
resolution? That's a good question. I don't have one.
He's got a question, and I have a request. I know that we ask this all the time, and we ask so much of you anyway, considering most of you guys give us half of our content by asking us questions. But really, if you have an iTunes account, if you could please rate our show on iTunes, if you could just go and give us a comment, give us some feedback, whether you like the show or hate the show, if you could just jump on there and give us some feedback so we can build up our iTunes base a little bit.
Our notoriety.
That'd be pretty kick-ass.
Yep.
That would be awesome if
we'd
you
like
guys
to,
would
We'd
that.
Like to make it into that top 100 podcast and then eventually strive for the top 25.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Indeed, it would be the awesome sauce.
With 7 listeners, it's going to take us a while to get there. but we've got 16 ratings right now.
Yep.
So if you guys can please go to iTunes and leave us a comment and rate us, that would be pretty awesome. We'd appreciate it very much.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it for the year.
That's it for the year.
That's it.
Wait, we're 10 minutes short?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Man.
Well, I guess
we prematurely ended this one.
Everyone here, Zero, have a safe trip to and back.
Enjoy.
And
enjoy
everyone
Boston.
Here, I
everybody
hope you guys
have the happy holidays.
Yes,
do me a favor. Yes. When you're in Boston, spit on something Red Sox for me.
I'll try to.
Okay.
I might get beat up, though.
Yeah, you probably would.
So you have a safe trip to and back. everyone else, too. Have a good holiday.
Have a safe and enjoyable holiday season to everybody listening.
Yes, to everybody.
And we have to send a special thank you to our manager, Dusty.
Yes.
For the Christmas presents,
as
always.
For the Christmas presents.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated.
Yes. In a bad economy time, that was the best present you could give.
You know.
And indeed.
There is a Santa Claus, and his name is Dusty.
And 2009 will be the year we take over the globe.
We take over the globe.
We take over the entire world.
We want all of our followers to make a giant quilt that says butt sex.
No, we don't. Just he wants that. I don't want the butt sex quilt.
Yeah,
thank
that's Zero's request.
So you can see it from a fucking satellite.
He doesn't want a quilt with N4G on it. He doesn't want a quilt with our pictures on it.
It could say butt sex.
He wants a picture with butt sex on it that you can see from space.
It could say butt sex brought to you by the N4G radio.
Speaking of pictures, did we ever mention that the staff page got up on your forum now? On your
Yes, the staff page is up.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is up, isn't it?
So
indeed
it
is.
So there. So, everyone, see you in 2009.
Yeah.
In 2009. I hope you get everything that you want for Christmas.
Yep, and then some.
And then some.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Khan, if you give me one last one for 2008.
So it'd be a New Year's, the last bagok of the year.
The last one.
It's pretty special. I'm not going to lie.
We should all just do it.
It's like a Hallmark moment. We should all just do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's all
it's
do
all
it.
At once.
Okay, okay.
Ready? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
it does not feel like fucking 6 days before Christmas or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. I can almost feel Santa Claus.
I can see Jason running down to the tree now with his pajamas on, with the feety pajamas.
The feety pajamas.
Yeah.
The feety pajamas run down to the tree like, yay!
Yay, it's Christmas!
He's it's Christmas!
Goes into his parents' room at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Come on, wake up, it's Christmas! Wake up, it's Christmas!
Christmas! Come on, wake up, everybody!
Mama, Dad, why I get? Can I open my presents?
If that happens to me, I'll kick you. I'll fucking kick a child if that happens.
I swear to Jesus. That if that happens, and if I had a video of it, I'd YouTube the hell out of that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, man, I ought to do it just because of that.
Do you still have feety pajamas?
No.
Damn it.
I figured you'd have some feety pajamas.
Those things, you
could buy some Metal Gear Solid 4 feety pajamas.
That would be awesome.
This is why you don't get laid. Looks like a fuzzy version of the sneaking suit.
Yeah.
This is why you can't get laid with Metal Gear Solid feet and pajamas.
At least I'm warm. Yeah.
They're comfy.
Because you have to repeat everything twice.
It's time for Christmas.
Feety pajamas.
It's time for Christmas.
Christmas.
I get presents.
Presents.
It's 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the stuff right there.
Meryl! Out of cog! Feety pajamas!
Lolly lolly low! Big boss! The Patriots!
Sucking candy!